From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, the fabulous producer ever. We appreciate his help and hard work. That's why the archives work when you go to the WKOK podcast page, because Rob Center made it all fall together nicely. So we appreciate that. On the news line with us now, Art Montgomery. He's a tubist with the Sunbury City Band. And we're going to be talking about the Sunbury City Band and the Selins Grove Adult Band have an upcoming concert to benefit the American Cancer Society. A joint concert coming up. Art, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Kind of set the scene. If folks aren't really familiar with what goes on with the Sunbury City Band, great cohesive group of people, fine local musicians and community members who love to get together and just play great music together. Yeah, give our audience a glimpse of what the Sunbury City Band's all about if they're not familiar with that.
Sure. Made up of a lot of different people from a large area, musicians that come together. It's been tough during COVID, but our director, Tom Gegenheimer, has miraculously pulled us together, enabling us to make music. We sat outside, socially distanced, during some of the time with the weather cooperated, and we made music and had a good time doing it.
Well, I think a good time might summarize it, but I'm still going to ask you to elaborate still further. What is that feeling, that call that you have to get together and still enjoy your musical talents, to make music and to enjoy each other's company and to please an audience a lot of times? Sort of dig into what that feeling is.
Well, I think all of us know the joy of listening to music. I think, that's something that we all appreciate very much. But there is a particular joy that comes into a person's life when you make music. And also add to that another dimension, when you come together with other people to make music. That just makes a wonderful, wonderful experience. Not just for the players or the singers, but also for the audience. And I have just appreciated so much the opportunity to make music through the years. And these community bands, whether it's the Sunbury Community Band or the Selins Grove Adult Band or the other community bands that are represented in our area and will be represented in this benefit concert, all of us experience that it's a high. Of just making music together. Your day is better when you're able to do that.
Well, I can tell you, as one of the individuals in the audience just enjoying the music, we can detect that. We can tell there's some magic going on up there, and that you really, it just gives you that great content feeling that you know somebody's enjoying it, perhaps even more than you are, so that's great. Let's talk about the history of this joint concert that is coming up. It's May 22nd, so it's right around the corner. It's coming up. So tell us how this came about.
Well, first of all, let's look a little bit at the history of this. This goes back, this benefit concert for the American Cancer Society goes back almost 60 years. There was an instrumental music teacher by the name of Frank Panino. Interestingly, I'm going on 74 years old, and he started me down at the Pine Street Elementary School in Selins Grove playing an instrument. And, of course, about almost 60 years ago, he started the Selins Grove Adult Band that got together in the after Christmas in the cold months of the year, and they practiced and put together a concert to benefit the American Cancer Society. And a lot of the members of that band were people that Mr. Panino instructed, as well as other musicians that came together to put on this benefit concert. And through the years, this benefit concert has raised nearly $175,000 for the American Cancer Society. this past year, with COVID, they weren't able to have the benefit concert. So this year, Tom Gegenheimer, director of the Sunbury City Band, and Ron and Colleen Renshaw. Ron is the director of the Sunbury or the Seals Grove Adult Band. Decided that we were going to have a joint concert to benefit the Cancer Society, and that's what we decided to do. And that concert will be this Saturday, May 22nd, at the Christ United Methodist Church in Seals Grove. This is the new church building that when you're going up the hill on 522 from Wise Markets, the church is on the right-hand side at the top of the hill just before Amato's Pizza. The concert will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock. It's going to be rain or shine. We're asking people to bring your own chair. The church has a wonderful, wonderful pavilion that's very large and with enough room to seat the band who will be socially distanced. And the pavilion is large enough to even shelter some of the audience. But even if it's raining, you can sit in your car with the window down and get wet while you're doing it, I suppose. But you know, you'll be able to enjoy the concert. But the weather is supposed to be okay, I think. So bring your chair and come. Now, the tickets are $5. Every dime goes to the American Cancer Society. There are no expenses taken out of what is brought into from this concert. There's also a GoFundMe link, and I understand, Mark, that Tom Gegenheimer sent you the link for that GoFundMe.
Yep, and it's gofundme.com/benefit-concert-for-the-American-cancer society. And then it goes a little farther than that, but you could easily search it there, particularly if you put in those keywords and or Sunbury City Band. It's the only Sunbury City Band. There actually is another, if you hit Seals Grove Adult Band, there's another connection, but Sunbury City Band would be the great way to do that. So, all right, so this is out at the new church just off Route 5. 522 as you're approaching Wise Markets if you're going to the west. Now, their director, Ron Renshaw, has a personal connection to cancer research. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Ron Renshaw, interestingly, last year, as we began before COVID, tore apart the practice schedule for last year's benefit concert, he was diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and of course a kind of cancer, and we're so wonderfully pleased that he is doing well overall, and he will be directing the majority of the music for this concert, and it just brings to light the amazing importance of the American Cancer Society and how far we have come to confront cancer with all of its ugliness. And we're so thankful, just so blessed to have Ron doing so well. So that's another part of this, of course.
Well, we wish him the best, and he's just a real community contributor around here, so we hope he's well as soon as possible. What kind of music are you practicing? What kind of music will we hear on Sunday?
Yeah, the band started rehearsals on Mondays, beginning on March 27th, and believe me, it was cold some of those days and windy, but we got together on Saturdays in the afternoons, socially distanced, took advantage of the daylight and warmth, we have come a long, long way. The program you ask about is entitled Music from Their Homeland, and there's also a patriotic salute. It's kind of a combination of European folk melodies and American patriotic tunes. It's a great program.
Okay, so it is this Saturday, 2 p.m. at Christ United Methodist Church in Sealance Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, Art, you've set out a great scene here for people to be intrigued by this, but I'll give you one more opportunity to make a pitch for folks to come out on Saturday.
Yeah, really, with COVID, live music has been something that's been very rare, and this is an opportunity for you to come out and sit in the warmth of the sunshine and sit in the breeze and listen to some live band music performed by people from all over the area. We have members from the Danville Community Band, the Sunbury City Band, the Seals Grove Adult Band, the Catawissa Military Band, and the Singers Band from Mechanicsburg, the Repass Band of Williamsport. Almost 65 members will be performing, and it'll be a great experience, Mark.
Well, maybe it'll become the new Valley Regional Orchestra or something like that. If this happens again, it's going to have
yeah.
to. It's just a great thing. Okay, well, thank you so much, Art. Thanks for all you're doing. We know you're practicing the tuba, making sure you're ready, and then you've been at the practices, the outdoor practices, for a couple of months now. Thank you for all your help and for checking in today and for talking to us about this great joint concert.
Well, I just want to highlight how much we appreciate Tom Gegenheimer and Ron Renshaw. They are legendary in their ability to bring out the best in performers, and we're very appreciative of them.
Well, worth repeating. Thank you so much. Thank you, Art, for calling in today.
Thank you so much, Mark.
That is Art Montgomery, a tubist with the Sunbury City Band, talking about the Sunbury City Band and the Sealance Grove Adult Band joint concert to benefit the American Cancer Society this Saturday, 2 p.m. at Christ United Methodist Church. There is a GoFundMe that supports the American Cancer Society and this benefit concert as well. Just go to GoFundMe.com and you can search up Sunbury City Band or Sealance Grove Adult Band, and you can find that information. They would just love to hear from you. Great concert. Looks like it's lined up for this Saturday, 2 p.m. in Sealance Grove.